Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And my guest today is Gary Sissel, who is with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for being with me. We're actually sitting in the pool in Cabo St. Lucas, and we're at the National Floor Covering Alliance. I thought it would be a good time to just catch up with you. How many years have you been a member at the National Floor Covering Alliance?
We've been a member of the National Floor Covering Alliance, the NFA, since 1991.
Since 91. And you were actually president for a while, weren't you?
I was president for about 5 years, yes.
Okay. And why are you a member of this organization?
The biggest advantage of our group is the synergistic relationships. You get an opportunity to share your ideas and to basically question a lot of members from 36 different companies from around the country that we can best practice against. You know, we can share what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and learn from that. That's probably the biggest advantage of being a part of this group.
And you're one of the bigger members, I guess, aren't you?
Physically or figured?
Well, yeah, for everybody that doesn't know Gary, he's a giant. He's about 7 feet tall. I was meaning more from a number of stores and volume.
Yeah, we're one of the larger members of the group, but that's probably a small factor in the whole reason why we're part of the group. When we initially joined it, we seriously joined it just because we wanted to figure out, you know, what other retailers are doing right, wrong, and learn from that. And that continues today since we joined in 1991.
All right, Gary, tell me, Nebraska Furniture Mart has how many stores now?
We have 3 stores.
And how's business, you know, with this current economy? We're talking, you know, toward the end of April. How's business right now?
Well, just like everybody else, business is tough. But we, sometime last summer in 2008, we got together as a team and looked at what was happening in the economy. And we started to take actions to protect the moat around our company and figure out things we could do to make sure that we ensured that, number one, our customers were taken care of and that we continue to provide great values, great service, and then take care of our staff, make sure our staff were good.
So can you give me any pointers on some of the decisions you made?
Well, we have not laid off anybody, and we continue to look at our, you know, how we operate our business, make sure we maintain our expenses at an appropriate level, and continue to work with our suppliers to provide incredible values for our customers.
Well, Gary, you're a resource to us. Anytime we're doing an article, we usually call you and get some background information. I know you're a strong believer in advertising. So during all this, you really haven't cut back much in advertising, have you?
Kemp, we haven't cut back at all. In fact, we're spending more money now on advertising than we've ever spent.
See, so that you haven't figured out. You know, just like Lumber Liquidators knows, that in a time like this, you've got to continue to advertise, don't you?
Absolutely. I think advertising is the key. I think not only advertising, I mean, you got to keep a presence in front of the customer, but you also got to be able to provide them with new and differentiated offers that are tailor-made to their individual needs. I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all industry right now. It's, you know, you got one customer might need insulation, one customer might need a pad-free or a price or whatever it might be, but you know, we tailor make it to what our customers' needs are, and our suppliers, you know, like Bulleau and like Shaw and Stainmaster, I mean, they're like right there with us every step of the way.
Another thing you understand is you understand that flooring is a fashion business, don't you? And I mean, you actually interact with the consumer since you are able to offer furniture and rugs and the more than just some standard basic flooring products, and you sell it that way, don't you?
Well, fashion is very important to us. I mean, we spend a lot of time, a lot of energy trying to learn the latest trends, latest color trends in terms of product style design. One of the things we're doing this year, we just recently remodeled one of our stores in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're currently undergoing a remodel in our Nebraska, Omaha store. And I think when we look at what we're doing, we look at with the customer in mind. How does the customer shop? That's what we look at, and that's kind of how we design our stores and how we kind of set everything up so that, you know, the customer comes in, not only will they get great value, great service, but they're going to get a really great shopping experience.
Okay, great. Gary, one last question I want to ask before we run out of time. Looking forward, you know, we've heard from a lot of different people. I know you have the ear of the guy who owns you, Warren Buffett. Based on the being a part of the Berkshire Hathaway organization, what do you think is the future going to hold for us at retail? Do you think we're going to start to see some turnaround in the fourth quarter, or what are you thinking?
Well, I can only tell you what Warren has said publicly. He is very high in the American spirit. I mean, the American economy, the American people were the backbone of the world, actually. And he feels that the American economy will be good. It's a time to pull together. It's a time to continue to do the things we know we can do well and to continue to innovate in terms of things we haven't discovered yet. I'm very positive on what the future holds. I think the United States of America, God bless us, will be great and will continue to prosper and will continue to lead the world economy. We got a lot of great suppliers, a lot of great partners in this industry. I think Warren, you know, from what I've seen and what I've heard, he's very positive on what we'll be able to accomplish.
Has he given us any timing, though? Is there any forward-looking, like, is it fourth quarter or anything like that?
I think that's like a moving target. You know, my own personal opinion, I think end of this year, first of next year, we'll be good.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Gary Sissel down here in Cabo St. Lucas at the NFA meeting. And Gary is, what's your title at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
I'm the Director of Flooring.
Director of Flooring. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.